President of Baseball Operations and General Manager Matt Arnold.
Independence Day plans, what do we got on the grill?
This is Brewers 360.
Whatever you want. Yeah, I mean...
all right, we'll be over.
Whatever. Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Cannon and Dunphy.
Fly ball to right. Got some carry. Back at the wall, and it's dropped by Benge. Vaughn chugging around third. He will score as Ortiz gets to third with a two-run triple.
Yeah, Joey Ortiz, three for three on the day. A couple of RBIs. Brewers beat the Mets and win the series 4-3 with the final on Wednesday afternoon. Day off today as we're joined by Brewers President of Baseball Operations, Matt Arnold. Hey, great to see you last night, Matt, at the Uke movie premiere.
Hey, Vince. Yeah, great to see you there as well. That was such a cool thing, man. That was awesome. Just celebrating.
Right, we're trying to get Matt's audio up here.
Hope you there.
Got you.
We got you.
Sorry. Hey, Vince. Yeah, good morning. Yeah, it was awesome. That's the Euchre event last night, and the documentary was wonderful. It was great to see you there.
I don't know how you felt after, Matt, and just letting folks know that we've talked about the Euchre documentary. It's called Euchre. All right, and it's in theaters, Marcus Theaters across the state today. Really hope a lot of folks go out and see it. The more people that go see it, the longer it's going to be on the big screen. So get out there. I don't know how you felt after, Matt. I enjoyed a lot of it. I thought it was extremely well done. But my emotion walking away made me sad. I don't know if I hadn't thought recently about how much I miss not just the occasional conversation I had the privilege to have with Bob the man, but also how much we miss his voice on the air.
Yeah, it's funny. I felt the same way. There were some sad moments, but then you see those, those highlights from the Johnny Carson show, and you just start laughing every second of the way. I mean, just the little things that he would do, and so dry and just hilarious. And like you said, Vince, he felt like he was your best friend. I mean, for everyone, it was just such a unique quality. And man, we all miss him so much.
Last thing on this too, Matt, and I don't know if. I think you can appreciate this now with the amount of time that you spent here in Milwaukee, how much it meant to all of us that Uke, who was a national star, could have gone anywhere and, in fact, was invited to go elsewhere, would have been a great fit for the Yankees. There was a bit in the film about how George Steinbrenner was trying to get him to come to their play-by-play team, and not only did Uke not take that job, but stayed in this one for more than half a century.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it's just that, you know, that when George Steinbrenner comes after you, it's you know, I'm sure he was listening there, but his roots and his heart was here in Wisconsin, which is so cool. And I mean, that just means everything to everyone here and why he's the best. I mean, that was why we loved him.
Matt, love the story about third base Joey. Joey Ortiz just lighting it up now at the plate. Is there something said for like, okay, this is the position you know you're going to be at. This is the position that you're going to just kind of settle in on, at least at the moment. Does that, like, help clear the head for a player?
Yeah, I'm sure it does. You know, I mean, look, you know, you bring in somebody like Cooper Pratt, who's obviously a talented player, and Joey's been a contributor here for a lot of years. But I think just a weight off his shoulders and playing with some freedom here to go back to third base where he's had success in the past, you know, and man, he's a ton of fun to watch. Almost hit for the cycle yesterday, and to finish the game the way he did with that diving play to end it was spectacular. I mean, it's awesome to watch what he's doing right now.
Logan Henderson had a career high for strikeouts and got through five complete. Do you have anything more to add, Matt, as we watch Jacob Mizorowski here in the second half? I mean, I know we're well past the halfway point, but second half post All-Star break, about how Murph is gonna manage his workload and what they want to see from him, at least through July and into August, so that he's good in late September and October.
Yeah, look, I think for all these guys, Miz especially, I mean, you certainly want to be conservative, but we also got to win games. You know, we have a long way to go, and don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves. You know, we're still in July here, and so we, you know, obviously have a little bit of a lead here, but that can go away quickly. And so, you know, we're gonna do what we can to push the guys, but also do it responsibly. And so, you know, having guys like Miz and Logan doing their thing and you know, continuing to throw the ball as great as they have been is going to be a ton of fun to watch here in the second half.
Matt, we know the trade deadline is quickly approaching, and obviously you got, you're doing your thing, so we're not going to try to ask you to show your hand or anything like that.
Ask them. Ask them exactly who we're trying and which three or four prospects you're willing to give up for that person. Tell us now.
Given the situation with, like, the number of buyers, does that play a role in, like, who gets reached out to, or is it more of what's being offered versus where a team thinks it may or may not be in the standings?
Yeah, it's probably a combination of all those things. It's the talent that you're talking about, but it's also, you know, there's a lot of factors. I mean, even teams that are not doing well and maybe considering selling, you know, they may not be able to. You know, there's a lot of factors that go into this. And so, you know, I think it's good for the game that there are a lot of teams in play right now. I think that there's a lot of competition in the sport, and I think that's a good thing. But it does make it harder, certainly, to buy. You know, if you're in a situation like ours where you're looking to add, and then there's just less available players in that market.
Do you have to ask? Like, do you send out a quick text like, "Hey, you buying or selling?" before I even pick up the phone?
We have conversations with all the teams. Yeah, I mean, and a lot of it's nuanced. Sometimes you can buy and sell at the same time. You know, there are different ways to slice it. You don't have to just be in one bucket or the other. But yeah, you try to have obviously great relationships with the guys around the league and do what you can to help each other when you're making a trade.
Okay, so who you can get?
Who do you want?
Well,
he turned the tables on us. I mean, is Scooble being talked about? Is that still possible? Detroit's still in it.
I mean, look, there are all kinds of names out there right now. I mean, certainly tough to speculate, but you know, look, well, I think teams will start to decide what path they're going to go probably over the next week or so, and some teams haven't made that decision yet. You know, so. Still collecting information and having conversations with all these teams at this point.
Bruce, President of Baseball Operations, Matt Arnold.
Do you expect, given the uniqueness of this year with so many good teams, that it'll likely be, okay, here we are 24 hours out before a lot of teams really get involved?
Yeah, I do. Honestly, I think there are a lot of teams that are still kind of trying to decide at this point.
All right, Matt. Well, we'll talk again after you make that decision, one way or another. Who do you want? Right. I appreciate
Wish you the
asking.
Best of luck.
Yeah, just send me who you want. Thanks.
Okay, we got a list. I'll send you your email.
Okay.
All right.
How do you spell Shohei? Shohei.
853.
Okay. I'll write that down.
On Wisconsin's Morning News.
Okay. Thanks, I got bud. Bit by one.
Thanks, guys.